So I don't understand.
Okay, but I want to point out that the meeting that you're talking about is not part of your motion. Your motion does not require any such teleconference.
Correct, but I would suggest that we do that.
Okay, but so right now that's the motion before us.
Who, right.
Somebody
I don't,
else has to be recognized?
Bob.
Bob, go ahead.
Well, I was going to make a somewhat different motion, but I'm willing to work with Teresa's as long as the key element is that the PNB must have an opportunity to interact with the three candidates by phone. And I would also add that the date should be flexible to somewhat accommodate their schedule so that somebody's not excluded simply because they have a pre-existing commitment and so therefore they have a much lower chance of being voted for because we don't hear their voice.
We're basically at time. Can you frame it as an amendment to the motion, please?
Can I accept?
May I make a suggestion?
Yes, please.
I would suggest that your amendment might be that we conduct a vote to take place, that we elect the affiliate directors by mail-in ballot to take place, the mail-in ballots to be postmarked within 1 week of a teleconference meeting to be scheduled by the chair within 10 days of today.
That's good.
Good.
Sounds good.
Write that down, Dave?
I'm so close to brain dead, I can't even repeat it.
Okay, that the board conducts
a
session of affiliate directors
by mail-in ballot, ballots to be postmarked within 7 days of a teleconference meeting of the board with the candidates to be convened by the chair within 10 days of this of today, i.e. by the 30th of February.
Yeah, by the 2nd of February.
30th of February?
By the 2nd of March. No, by the 2nd of March.
By the 2nd of March. I wanted to give myself flexibility. If I did it before the 30th of February, I figured that gave me more flexibility.
Okay, point of information?
Yes.
So that would be a single item agenda. There would be no other
correct
business entertained that night.
Correct.
Okay.
That's conduct an election of affiliate directors by mail-in ballots, and the ballots are to be postmarked within
1 week.
Days.
One.
I'm sorry. With
7 days.
Same thing.
I'm sorry. So I lost you there. After that.
Within 7 days of a teleconference meeting of the board to be with the
to be convened
by the chair within 10 days of today for the purpose of of hearing statements from the candidates.
Okay, but the 10 days from today is the 2nd of March.
I don't know why after the telephone conference we would give 7 days for the postmark.
Because we don't even have ballots.
Can we say within
realistic?
It's realistic.
I can send you out ballots now. Why not say postmark within 3 days of?
No.
No.
I don't even have the ballots back yet,
Mr. Chairman,
that were supposed to be postmarked on the 17th, and
yeah,
I've only got three.
Send me the material.
Sorry, I got dropped off the call. I don't
time,
know.
Where we're time, Chair, please. Thank you.
Okay,
I'll second your motion, Mr.
Call
Chair.
The question.
Okay, the motion's been seconded. We're going to go straight to a vote.
Right.
Can you call the roll, Teresa?
Mr. Chair, I'm...
Yes.
Any objections?
Stubborn, but I'm going to ask that this motion be reread.
Please read it as you have it. I'll write it down, and if I need to read it.
That the board conduct an election of affiliate directors by mail-in ballots. The ballots are to be postmarked within
7 days.
7 days.
Within 7 days
of a teleconference
meeting of the board with the candidates to be convened by the chair by March 2nd.
By March 2nd.
Call the roll.
Any objections?
Yeah. I object to this. I just object.
Okay, then vote.
Well, you can, but you still have to call the roll.
The point
okay.
Is.
All right. We're going to start with Brazan.
Yes.
All right. Teresa Allen passes. Weinman?
Yes.
All right. Freeland?
Pass.
Capto?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
AC Bird?
Yes.
Rob Robinson? Zarina Shakir?
Yes.
Thank you. Star Rondawa? Star? Rosalinda Palacios?
Yes.
Thank you. Mary Berg?
Yes.
Thank you. LaVarn Williams?
I abstain.
Patty Heffley?
Yes.
Thank you. Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Thank you. Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Thank you. Lisa Davis? Lisa Davis? Alan Minsky?
A.
Thank you, yay. Don White?
Yes.
Thank you. Teresa says yes. Ken Freeland?
Abstain.
Thank
you. This is LaVarn. I'd like to change my vote to yes.
Thank you. Yes. And Star Rondawa?
Yes.
That's unanimous.
It's unanimous.
Holy cow.
Quickly.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I move we recess this meeting until the next scheduled meeting.
I second that.
Is there objection?
Well, a point of parliamentary inquiry?
Yes.
Recess would mean we pick up the agenda where we left off?
Absolutely.
Okay, my only concern is then we had agreed earlier to put over certain items till the next meeting, so wouldn't that preclude that?
Yep.
No, that we would just continue with this agenda, and those would be added on to the end of the agenda.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
so you mean like the planning of our board meeting would be the last item on the next agenda?
The Finance Committee report would be first. The Elections Committee report would follow. The reconsideration of PMB committee composition, followed by we do have a problem because we have an executive session item.
I can speak to that. We don't really need to do that.
Okay.
I can provide you with a report,
Fine.
There's nothing to report on the other matter.
Fine.
Okay.
So, Bob, yes, they would come after the reconsideration of PMB committee composition.
Mary Bird, I object, and we have a very time-sensitive matter here that we can't be putting off till March 10th. We're trying to get an interim. We're trying to get approval for hire of an interim election supervisor, and we should have been having one on board right now. That was the consensus of all the people who have weighed in on the problems with elections. We have a motion to hire one for 2 months, and we need approval to go ahead and do it. So I don't think it would take us very long if we could just do that. I don't know what anyone objects to. We don't want to have another fiasco. And May is quite too late, so we'll hire an interim.
Weren't you already authorized to do that?
We are asking for the board to authorize that so we can go ahead, I believe.
No, weren't you already authorized to do that?
No, we haven't. No. The election board just passed this motion to bring to you to approve of that. No, we haven't got authorization from the board to do that.
Would the board accept a motion to consider the question of authorizing the hiring of a interim elections supervisor, after which we would recess to our next scheduled meeting on March 10th?
Yeah, that motion was sent out.
No,
is there any objection to doing that?
I have objections to that. It's going to be a lengthy process. I have a lot of questions about it.
Then we go to a vote.
I have a lot of questions about that.
Okay. Can we go to a vote on the amendment of the motion to recess?
Who moved to recess?
Ambrose.
To recess. then Mary is amending it to call for the elections committee motion on interim election supervisor to precede the recess.
Mr. Chairman,
will you call the roll? Yes, Tucker.
Is the question to, is that debatable? The recess?
Yes, it is.
I would like to speak to it if it's debatable.
Whose amendment is it?
Hold on a sec. It's debatable. It is amendable. It requires a majority vote for adoption. We don't have this scheduled in our agenda, but I'm going to take two pro and two con.
Point of order.
We agreed on process motions at the beginning of this meeting. Yes, Ken.
Chair, I believe that since we're amending an already agreed to agenda, that it requires a two-thirds vote.
Point of order.
According to Roberts, to take a recess, if moved while no question is pending, must be seconded, is debatable, is amendable, and requires only a majority vote for adoption.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, the amendment to it
changes the order of the agenda. You're correct. So you're right. That will take a two-thirds majority.
Point of order. When I sent this amendment this morning for addition to the agenda, David, you wrote back and said it wasn't necessary because the election report was on the agenda anyway. So
correct.
You didn't add it for the reason that it wasn't necessary. Therefore, we're not amending, so it's already on the agenda.
No, Ken's point is that we are changing the order of the agenda by moving the elections ahead of the other items.
Okay.
So this amendment will take two-thirds to approve. Will you call the roll, Teresa?
I'm a little bit confused. Who is making the amendment?
Oh, actually, hold on a second. The amendment is by Mary Berg, and it is debatable, so I'm going to take pro and con. Don, you wanted to speak which direction?
Supporting.
Supporting. Please go ahead.
Well, I actually think this can be handled very quickly, and I absolutely support Mary's position. I think it's critical that we get board approval to get this interim election supervisor on board. It's, I think, only a two-month appointment, and not to say that this interim person couldn't also stand to be elected the election supervisor for the elections coming up, but I think it's very, very critical, and I really urge the board to approve this amendment so that we can consider it quickly and get approval of the board.
There is opposition? Sarf,
I'll
do you
vote
want
against that. Yeah,
Sarf, speak against it.
The primary objection that I have is that it tries to bypass the bylaws. And what it does, it tries to create an interim person and with giving them money, and then they can, if they want to, they can leave after 2 months. And they can mess around with the data, elections data, and then nobody's responsible for it. And also, I think in the spirit of creating volunteerism at the stations, we should have volunteers to help the stations, not to cough up thousands of dollars.
Sir, just to clarify, your objection is based your objection to taking the time now, if I'm understanding correctly, is that it is a complex issue and that it is not something that can be done quickly. Is that correct?
That's right. That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anybody else want to speak for?
LaVarne.
Go ahead, LaVarne.
Thank you. Ken Freelancet was first.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. I yield to you, LaVarne. Let her go. That's fine.
Oh, no. I'm the lady here. You're a gentleman. You can go first.
Well, actually, let me just point out that we're having two for and two against, so whoever goes next goes last.
Now we'll see how much we'll
LaVarne, do you want to accept his gracious offer to allow you to go ahead?
I'll go. I mean, what we're trying to do here is we're trying to move this along, and if you had gotten the finance report, you'd have shown how the finance committee has worked diligently in order to move the planning for the budget along and trying to get a process in place. And I would think that everyone would support us moving forward in terms of getting the election, getting the preliminary work done in terms of choosing the company that we will work with to actually conduct the elections, and so all the issues that have been raised that continue to swirl around elections at least we can get some of the things this election in terms of the listener candidates and the staff candidates have that done, and perhaps we can address with this election supervisor the really serious issues that have been raised by most of this meeting tonight. So I would think that if we would work to get this person in place, an interim person, that this is something that the board would support so that we can continue our march toward this democracy in media that we're trying to accomplish here. Thank you.
Okay. Point of information, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Does this have a financial impact?
Yes, it does.
Yes, what we're dealing with now is not the substance of the issue, but the timing and whether or not we're going to deal with it now. There is one more voice against consideration now. If somebody would like to speak opposed, and the speaking opposed means not to the motion to hire; it means to the motion to recess. Consider this before we recess.
Yes.
Okay, that's what we're
speaking. I'll speak against that.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, I would like to consider having a brief meeting at a specified time when we've had time to look over things. I was going to move ahead, and I just reversed myself after Lauren spoke because she mentioned picking the company that we would use for the vote, whether it would be True Ballot, I would imagine, or something else.
We don't know.
And so I think it is a more complex issue. I think we had extensive discussions here at Kay, so I would prefer us having another meeting to deal with this issue.
Okay, will you call the roll, please, Teresa, on...
Can I just make a point about we are not going to...
Mr. Chairman, order.
No. We said two fro and two against.
Okay, I was just trying to correct the point that we're considering companies which we will not name at this time.
Okay, thank you. We are going to go to a vote now, and this is a vote to amend the agenda by placing the elections committee report immediately ahead of all other items. And it is an amendment to the motion to recess, to place this first and then recess. So in order to change the order of the agenda, we're going to need two-thirds. We call the roll, Teresa.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Teresa Allen votes yes. Sandy Wyman?
Yes.
Okay. Ken Freeland?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Thank you. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
A.C. Byrd?
Yeah.
Rob Robinson? Serena Shakir?
Yes, and I'm getting off the call. I have to go to work.
Thank you so much,
Serena.
Thanks, Serena.
Thank you.
Good night, Serena.
I will get hold of you, Serena.
Star Brandawa?
Nope.
Rosalinda Palacios?
Rosalinda? Yes.
Thank you. Mary Berg?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Patty Heffley?
Yeah.
Thank you. Ray LaForest? Ray LaForest? Bob Letterer?
Abstain.
Thanks. Lisa Davis? Lisa Davis? Alan Minsky?
Abstain, and I too leave the phone call. I'm on East Coast time, waking up 5 a.m. for KPFK Fun Drive. So
thank you.
Have a great
luck.
Alan, 5 minutes.
Night, Alan.
Give us 5 minutes, Alan.
No way. Good night, Patty. Talk to you soon. Okay. Good night.
John White.
Yes.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
Abstain.
Okay. Ray LaForest? And Lisa Davis?
Sorry, abstain.
Who abstains?
Ray.
Thank you, Ray. Okay, the vote is, and Steve Pierce is still not here. 12 yeses and one no.
Okay, so we've amended the agenda. Without objection, may we approve the amended motion to recess after we consider the elections item? Thank you. So go ahead. Mary, I believe you're speaking on behalf of the committee?
Yes, and I'll read it fast. I sent it out just to make sure everybody has it. The Elections Committee strongly recommends that prior to hiring a national election supervisor in May of this year, as required by Article 4 of Section 4 of the bylaws, the PNB shall direct the executive director to contract for an interim national election supervisor to serve during March and April of this year to oversee the requisite steps preliminary to a smoothly functioning election. This position shall be an interim position with a salary not to exceed $5,000 for the two-month period. Duties and powers shall be negotiated with the executive director and shall include but not be limited to developing guidelines for local station elections, preparing the databases for use in the elections, and participating in the selection of a company to administer the election if such is deemed advisable. This position shall be separate.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Ray, I think it's you that we're hearing. Could you mute yourself, please? Go ahead.
This position shall be separate and distinct from that of a full-time national election supervisor to begin work, according to the bylaws, in May of this year. And I will speak to it briefly. For one thing, we have all of the reports, if anyone wants to read them, have said that getting the person in May when the election begins in July is one of the chief problems we had. They're not up to speed. The whole system is not ready to go. And we are doing a half-assed job. It also gives us, it will be much cheaper than if we actually did amend the bylaws and hire the person, the regular national election supervisor earlier. It would be quite a bit cheaper, so it's going to save us money than doing that if you're thinking about altering the bylaws. And it also will give us a very good chance to see if who may well be the person who wants to apply, and rather than getting a pig in a poke or someone we don't know anything about, we've seen this person work, and the person would be an ideal candidate to jump into this national election supervisor. There's no way this can be a volunteer position. This has to be a person who's highly trained and highly skilled in STV and all manner of elections. The duties are, some of them have been spelled out, and we're going to have further of them spelled out. They're not going to go off and not be accountable. They're working with the executive director. I believe that this has been broached with him, that he was in favor of it, but I am not sure I remember that correctly. But if there are any objections, I wish people would bring them up so we can dispose of them quickly, because I think we certainly can.
This is Woody. Can you put me on the stack?
Yeah, you're going to speak opposed.
Point of information?
Lydia, hold on. Lydia, you're speaking opposed?
Have a question.
Okay.
Okay, I'm assuming then...
And I hear
then...
Ken's point of information. If yours is a point of information, I'll recognize you first. If yours is debate, I'll recognize Ken's point of information first.
Well, I have a question.
Okay, you have a question.
May I assume then that the issue of picking the company that will be... actually telling the vote to ballot or whoever it would be, all of that comes back to the PNB for a vote, right?
Yes, certainly, but this is not contingent
that's
in
right.
any
that's
way.
All
on
that point
that's
point
that's
of
not
order.
Being
relegated.
It's a totally
to
separate
thing.
Issue.
I'd like not
point
to...
of clarification. That's all it was. Okay.
There's no way
that
this will not impinge on that in any way whatever.
Thank you.
Ken, your
Patty
point
here?
Of information? I hear you, yep. Patty. Ken, your point of information?
I'd like to ask Mary... why is it that, if I understand this correctly, I don't have the motion in front of me, but if, as I understand it, the person's main duty would be to get the lists in order, make sure that everything is ready for the election. Why does this person need to be skilled in STV, since there will be no actual election until the actual actual elections coordinator is hired 2 months later?
They have to be skilled in election procedures in general, and they should be skilled in STV because there are differences. Getting the databases in order is a monumental task.
Yes,
and
what does it have
to
do with STV?
I said that since from prior experience, if we have people who are not familiar with it, it's not that we are going to start that at this moment, but they do have to be very, very skilled at election processes and running elections in general. And it would be helpful if they know STV. That's all I said. They do have to be very knowledgeable about elections, whether they were STV or not.
And this is Patty.
Go ahead, Patty.
isn't it the EV selects the company? Isn't it? I mean, I don't know if it comes back to us or not. But
no,
anyway,
it goes to the board.
It does. Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Where does it say that it has to go to the board?
I said that Mary Berg said that it goes
no,
to the
No, let me
board.
Read you through the from the bylaws. It says in May of each year, in which there will be an election of delegates by the members, the ED shall appoint a national election supervisor.
The question was not that, Sarv. The question
whose role
was about
shall be to oversee...
Hold on. Sarv, go ahead.
Yeah.
That's not the question.
Whose role shall be to oversee and certify the fairness of the delegate selection in each station area. So where is this, you know...
So can I clarify? I'd like to clarify. The motion to... I believe I heard that the motion was to authorize the executive director.
That's right.
To hire an interim. It is not to authorize the elections committee
That's
to hire
right.
an interim.
Right.
Thank you.
You're exactly right.
So,
are we prepared? I've heard. Would you like to debate this?
This motion is out of order.
Mr. Chair?
No, I don't believe it is. Go ahead, Teresa.
What is the financial impact?
They said not to exceed $5,000.
Okay.
Was it five?
Yes, that's correct.
And upon information?
Yes.
And this 5,000, this person is going to take care of all the databases of all five stations? What is this person going to do?
The specific caps are not included in the motion.
What is this person going to do for $5,000?
Can
it's
you read the motion?
All right. This position, here we go, shall direct the executive director to contract for an interim national election supervisor to serve during March and April of this year to oversee the requisite steps preliminary to a smoothly functioning election. This position shall be interim, and duties and powers shall be negotiated with the executive director, shall include but not be limited to developing guidelines for local station elections. That's a very huge task. Preparing the databases for use in the elections. And if there were a company to be used, the person would participate in the selection of that company if we as Pacifica decides to use one.
Sorry, I'll hold that.
Okay, I'm going to engage in debate. I think that you can't ask the person if they're a potential candidate to participate in the recommendation. So if they would be a candidate, I think the motion would have to exclude them from participating in the selection.
I'm saying, no, a candidate, no, the selection of a company to
right,
administer
but if they
the
are
election.
Affiliated with such a company...
No, they're definitely not affiliated with such a company.
Okay.
Most Bob,
all right, are we
not.
Prepared to go to a vote?
This is Bob. I have an amendment.
Go ahead.
Yes, go to a vote.
Bob, go ahead.
Okay. Where it says developing guidelines for local station elections, my amendment would be to insert the word proposed in front of guidelines, developing proposed guidelines. And can I motivate it?
Well, is that all you want to say, or do you want to say proposed guidelines for approval by, subject to approval by the PNB?
By the PNB?
Well,
who's it proposing
not,
to?
I'm not clear that the PNB has to approve every guideline. I thought last year the National Election Supervisor approved guidelines on his own. Is that not correct?
Well, okay, then let me clarify my question. If you're saying he's proposing it, who's approved, or she, who approves it?
My understanding, and I could be wrong, please correct me, is that the permanent National Election Supervisor would approve the guidelines.
Okay, then if you could specify who approves in the motion, that would be helpful.
All right, well, is there anyone who wants to correct my understanding that it's the supervisor rather than the PNB that approves the guidelines?
Well, it's like, if he's going to...
Hold on, Sarv. Go ahead.
If the new person comes, if he has to redo this person's work, why can't he just have his own guidelines if he's so experienced in this running the elections?
It's just a point of information. How do you know this is a man?
Sorry. He or she.
Got it. Okay.
The guidelines would
be
the same.
This is Patty.
AC
and then Patty.
Don White.
And then Don. AC?
Well, when we had the first election, the guidelines were set by the ED, as I understand it. Sure. And that was the person who worked with the person that we hired to set the guidelines. Of course, the board had a review on that guideline. That was the way the first election was planned. I'm not too sure.
Was we had permission?
Hold on, Ray. AC's still speaking.
No, I just want to say that the procedure, as I understand it, from the first election we had.
You're very soft, so if you're done, I'll go to the next person. Ray, you had a point of information?
So the guidelines were set exactly by the board.
I couldn't hear you. You broke up. Can you repeat?
I didn't hear that either.
I was asking AC which guidelines was he alluding to that were approved by the board.
Yeah, I thought that the ED worked with the newly hired person to set the guidelines. However, it was approved by the board. So I agree with you. If you recall, it was approved by the board, the guidelines.
Patty, then Don.
Ken Freeland?
Ken, and we're coming up on time.
We're supposed to entrust this executive director to do something. And, you know, I'm for sure he's qualified to help find somebody interim as he is to get the person that we're actually going to end up with, which I believe is his choice. I thought that was a separation. Otherwise, it's the people being elected are choosing the people that are going to decide how they're being elected, which
right.
I thought was a conflict of interest. So I think that's why the ED has more of the duties, and I would say, if he can't figure out how to spend $5,000 on a proper person, we're just nitpicking here. We've been here for 4.5 hours now picking at everything. And I say let's give someone a chance to do something.
Don, then Ken,
and
then
I'd like to motivate my proposal at some point.
Okay, we'll go Don, Ken, then Bob, and then we're going to go to a vote.
Well, yeah, we do give extraordinary power to election supervisors. I agree with Bob's point that we need this person for this 2 months to do as much groundwork, to do as much preparation, to prepare as much as possible. Then if he or she is not the permanent election supervisor in May, that supervisor can alter some of that work. I agree that we should put this person in place, get as much done, and move forward on this.
Okay. Ken.
This is mostly a follow-up on Teresa's question about financial impact, but my questions are these two. Number one, is this a total financial impact, including transportation expenses and all other expenses that are likely to be met by this individual, or is it simply the salary level? And number two, financial impact, as I understand it, means that you state where else in the budget is going to give in order to allow this to be taken, and I need to know what that is, so thank you.
I'd just like to clarify that point. What the requirement is that it specify the budget line, and from which the funds come, and in this case, clearly the funds would come from the national budget line for elections.
Exactly.
But then, does this then impact the ability to pay later the permanent supervisor or the actual supervisor or what?
We will have to look at that. I don't know how fast. Lonnie, are you still on the line?
Yeah, but also the question of whether or not this $5,000 covers travel and other expenses, please.
Well,
they have no clue.
Not at this point.
They have no clue.
Well, he's
okay.
Not
throw $5,000. Go ahead, throw $5,000.
Bob, go ahead. You wanted to motivate your.
Yeah. There's two reasons that the word proposed is not at all nitpicking. It's quite crucial. One is that I think it would border on a bylaws violation to empower this interim person who's not mentioned in the bylaws to set binding rules that then the permanent person will be bound by. So I think it's also just a bad a bad precedent to set to do things this way with an interim person. The second thing is, in practical terms, if person A develops the guidelines and then person B is forced to implement them and enforce them, that's a recipe for trouble. It really needs to be the same person who's been very involved in agreeing with that these guidelines make sense. Now, ultimately, if it's decided later, and I want to leave out any reference to who will approve, who will make the final approval, because I think we need to study that more as to whether it's the PMB or the permanent supervisor or some combination of the two. But whoever it is, the permanent supervisor needs to at least have input before something is set in stone as a rule that then she or he must administer.
I have a point of information, and that is, why are you specifying an interim person rather than just authorizing the ED to make the hire prior to May?
The reason is because that might trigger a bylaws amendment. What we anticipated, that the very large likelihood is that this would be the same person. But this is probably less money, as
I don't mean
said.
To, I don't mean to, I'm going to cut you off in the interest of time. This
that
is
was
a
the
rule,
reason.
I believe
we
this is a rule
a
of order.
Change.
Okay. I believe it's not, it is in the form of a rule of order, i.e. something that specifies the time when something happens. It has to do with the orderly conduct of business, when we do things. I believe we can suspend that rule and grant the ability to hire the person prior to May.
At this point,
the issue is complex. My question now is there a reason we have to decide this tonight instead of on March 10th?
Well, we could have the person at least interviewed and possibly hired by him. That's my March 10th. It's getting very late now. It should have been started, the whole process, in January. We didn't get our act together, so we're trying to get it going in the most expeditious way we can. This person should have been already picked, be ready to go on board pretty quick.
Okay. Bob has proposed an amendment. The amendment is that this person will propose guidelines. I'd like to go to a vote on that amendment. Is there objection to that?
No.
Well, if there's no objection, we can get done quicker. If there is, we have to vote. Great. No objection. Okay. Can you read the motion?
Could the letter please send that amendment to me?
It's just one word. Just insert
just
the word proposed.
Proposed. I'll send it to you.
Can you read?
Okay.
Mary,
yes,
can you read the amendment? I mean, the
Elections Committee strongly recommends that prior to hiring...
No. The motion is that the PNB authorize...
Shall direct the Executive Director to contract for an interim National Election Supervisor to serve during March and April of this year to oversee the requisite steps for a smoothly running election. This position shall be an interim position with a salary not to exceed $5,000 for a two-month period. Duties and powers shall be negotiated with the Executive Director and shall include but not be limited to developing proposed guidelines for local station elections, preparing the databases for use in the election, and participating in the selection of a company to administer the elections if such is deemed advisable.
You know, again, in the interest of the benefit of the Foundation, I'm going to step in and say something, which is, your ability to hire somebody permanently is different than if you go to somebody who's all this qualified and you say, we're going to give you an interim position, but we can't guarantee anything beyond 2 months. It seems to me far superior to simply hire the person you're going to hire earlier so that there are none of the transition questions nor an elaborate dual hiring process, both of which are going to waste the time and money of our executives and our foundation. So I think at this point, given the lateness of the hour and given the fact we need to process it more, that we should add it to our March 10th agenda.
Okay, this is LaVarne. I'd also like to speak.
Go ahead, LaVarne.
I would like to amend our motion to consider what the position that Dave has taken and consider the vote that we made on election of the affiliates, the change in the election of the affiliates, and then Mary at that time bring it forth on March the 10th. And the consideration is to hire the permanent election supervisor.
To suspend the rules.
Is that a motion?
I have a substitute motion, Mr. Chair.
Please, Ambrose.
I move that PNB authorize the executive director to hire an elections supervisor.
National election supervisor.
given the information that we have provided in this discussion, period.
I like that better.
Okay. That is there a second?
Second.
A second, LaVar.
May we go straight to a vote?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Is there any objection?
Well, Mr. Chair, you have a substitute motion on the floor and a regular motion, so you have to...
The substitute, right. Okay, so we'll go to a motion to substitute this language.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ken. I'm feeling a little tired. Is there any objection to substituting this motion for the original motion?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Not a problem, okay.
Then is there any objection to our adopting Ambrose's motion?
No.
Hearing none, it's adopted. Before we adjourn, we now have agreed that
we
would recess
the,
at the...
We are recessed.
Hold on. Hold on.
Thank you very
much. Hold on. Wait. I think that people, as tired as we are, people should realize we got a whole lot done tonight. I thank everybody
very much.
I wonder what the quality is, but anyway, thank you.
Chair.
Thank you, Dave.
Good night.
Ken.
Good night.
Thank you, Dave.
Bye. Bye. Ken.
Night.
Yes, Ken?
I requested to be listed as abstaining on that vote. Thank you.
Okay. Will do. Teresa, do you have that?
Chair.